Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. My name is Jay.
And mine is Alex.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
And we're going to start with our first story today, which involves the UN and Thailand, because the UN is starting to get involved with Thailand, in particular with the Les Majestés laws. Now, the UN experts on 25th March expressed serious concerns over the sentencing of Thai human rights lawyer Anon Nampa under Thailand's royal defamation laws, highlighting a troubling trend in stifling dissent and silencing human rights defenders. Anon, a key figure in Thai Lawyers for Human Rights, has been actively involved in providing legal aid in sensitive cases and advocating for democracy and monarchy reform. Convicted and sentenced to a total of 8 years in prison for his speeches at pro-democracy rallies, his case has ignited international outcry over the misuse of Les Majestés laws to suppress free expression. The experts condemned the disproportionate sentences, the ongoing criminalization of Nampa's advocacy, and the chilling effect such actions have on civil society.
Yeah, this is it's one of the things that sets Thailand apart in the international community. A lot of other countries don't have such strong not anti-defamation laws, first of all, and then also the Les Majestés laws, of course. I mean, most other countries don't have a monarchy still kicking around. So it is something that brings, like, you know, sort of that negative international scrutiny to the Land of Smiles, which usually has such a sterling reputation internationally. So
the Les Majestés laws are extremely strong and scrutinized by, you know, many parts of the world, even international media. Even I think John Oliver once had, you know, spoken out about this. But yeah, in general, note to self, when you're a foreigner, expat, or tourist coming to Thailand, there's one thing that if someone's been to Thailand before, they warn you about, and that's keep away from making a comment.
Yeah, no social media posts.
Don't do it.
Yeah, definitely. While they're taking it so seriously. Yeah. However, there is some of this international attention might make them rethink things. We'll see. anyways, yeah, that's not the only thing that the Thai government is in the news for. Actually, the government is also considering repurposing a military airbase for commercial uses. Now, Thai Prime Minister Sreta Thavisin is considering a proposal from Nakhon Ratchasima provincial authorities to repurpose a local air force base for commercial use to stimulate economic and tourism growth. The proposal, presented on March 24th, suggests the private sector be allowed to operate commercial flights from Wing 1 of the Royal Thai Air Force Base, previously used for such purposes between 1986 and 1997. Transport Minister Khun Suriya has been tasked with evaluating this proposal. The region currently depends on Nakhon Ratchasima Airport, which lacks commercial flights, with Nok Air showing interest in resuming services if they can use the old airport facilities. This move aims to enhance accessibility and boost the local economy by leveraging the air base's proximity to the city center, offering a strategic advantage over the existing airport located further away. Yeah, I think that's a funny strategy, military air bases being repurposed for commercial uses. I mean, Thailand's not involved in too many military conflicts at the moment,
or that is true.
Has been in a while.
Forever, really.
Right, and our airports are pretty much like packed to the brim at this point, so I think it could help to alleviate some of that pressure that we're seeing at Sirvanabhum and Don Mueang. Maybe they'll do it.
Thailand's the Switzerland of East, they say.
That's what they say.
Yeah. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to our next topic. Now, one thing in particular has been of concern around Thailand, and that, believe it or not, is the weather. Because a severe weather alert has been made. 27 Thai provinces, including Bangkok, brace for thunderstorms and extreme heat. The Meteorological Department of Thailand has issued a severe warning for all those provinces, predicting these thunderstorms and heavy rainfall, particularly in the eastern parts of the country, where 40% of the area is expected to face intense downpours. A low pressure system intensified by the current heat wave is anticipated to bring hot to very hot weather conditions across Thailand, with temperatures potentially reaching up to 40 degrees Celsius on April the 1st. This weather event is compounded by the presence of dust particles and smoke haze in the upper north, lower northeast, central regions, and eastern areas, including Bangkok, due to the weakened winds and poor air circulation. The public is advised to be cautious of the extreme heat and the risk posed by thunderstorms. The forecast highlights varied impacts across different regions, with very hot weather and isolated thunderstorms expected in the northern, northeastern, central, and eastern regions. Crazy weather. It could be extremely hot. It's going to be a thunderstorm. And there's also the pollution.
I'm I'm dying these days. Like, I feel like when I step outside, it's just instantly, like, I'm coated by, like, the weather, right? Yeah. Like, the humidity.
There's a layer of pollution on your skin when you get back home.
Right. It's not nice. It's not good. So, yeah, definitely wear your masks out there. Stay cool. Stay hydrated. And if you're in one of those areas that has one of those severe thunderstorm warnings, be careful for flooding.
Sound like you have a little bit of a cold.
No, I don't think so.
Allegedly.
Don't you put that on me. I'm good. Where's my Dayquil? All right.
Yeah.
Anyways, on to our next story. So, we got some Bangkok cabbies behaving badly. So, a Thai woman is pleading with social media to seek justice over a slap to the face. A literal one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a Thai woman's experience with a taxi driver's assault in Bangkok has sparked outrage on social media, where she sought justice and warned others. The incident happened near the Phetchaburi MRT station at 11 p.m. on March 22nd, when a taxi driver described as a 35 to 40-year-old man with a mohawk slapped her for refusing to comply with his demands for a 100 baht fare, 30 baht more than the usual metered rate. The altercation began after she challenged the driver's refusal to use the meter, leading to his demand for an unwarranted 40 baht and culminating in the assault as she attempted to leave the vehicle. Following the incident, she sought medical attention for her injuries and reported the driver to the police and Land Transport Department, which is expected to take action shortly. This case highlights the broader issue of misconduct amongst taxi drivers, as evidenced by the over 10,000 complaints recorded by the Land Transport Department in the past 5 months. Cabbie's behaving badly.
Dude.
I don't know.
What gives someone a right to just assault someone?
Over 30 baht.
Yeah.
Like, that's not exactly break your legs money, I don't think.
And again, it's always these cabbies, they always pick on someone that they know they can, in a way. Mm. I'd love to see them pick on someone their own size.
Yeah.
You know, just like, imagine like him just giving a slap to normal, like a...
We're
healthy, strong dude.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't do that. It's usually
they wouldn't do that.
Up.
But it's oh well, it's happened.
Just use the meter, guys. Yeah. Like that's why you got them, isn't it? And I think we'd.
I think we could talk for hours and hours about Bangkok taxi drivers.
Indeed,
we could. Yeah, I think we all know it. Let's not go down that route.
Fair enough.
Oh well. All right. Mm-mm. We're gonna move on to our next story. Now, some of you will enjoy this. Some of you will be outraged. Let us know in the comment section below. Ladies and gentlemen, as a tourist in Thailand, you're going to be traveling to many different destinations and tourist attractions around Thailand. Do be careful how provocative you are, because a controversy has erupted on social media after a young woman with over 200,000 Facebook followers posted suggestive photos of herself at the King Rama I monument, sparking a debate on respect for cultural and historical sites. The images, deemed disrespectful by many, especially residents of Buriram province, led to widespread criticism and personal scrutiny. Responding to the backlash, the woman issued an apology, kneeling before the monument and acknowledging her oversight of local sentiments and the monument's significance. Despite her apology, figures such as Santaya, a clinic owner and member of the Love Rama One group, and Oratai, the monument's caretaker, highlighted the need for more awareness and respect towards the sacred sites. Palapon suggested that in-person ceremonial apology would be more appropriate, indicating a broader conversation about the impact of social media on cultural respect and understanding. This incident underscores the tension between online expression and the importance of honoring Thailand's cultural and historical heritage.
Yeah, so obviously it's disrespectful, right?
Yes.
But it brings to, like, there's something I've been reading about on social media lately, and that's the sexualization of influencers. Like, how a lot of, women, trans women, too, all these, like, the female influencers are leaning on their sexuality in order to garner views and get engagement in their content. And then posing for it in traditional places.
And it's crazy that they do that, because most of their followers are following them because of their personality. That is true.
Is it? I don't know, man. I think a lot of these Insta thoughts are out there not for their personality.
Whoa.
They're there for their
Whoa, how assets. Dare you?
You
how
know
dare
what I mean? You. Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, no, a lot are there for their personality. I mean, let's consider One Zombie, for example, right? Beautiful girl, however, she's got a massive personality attached to her content, right?
Yes.
I'm not sure that a lot of influencers are investing in much emotionally.
Yeah, but she's
like that,
actually,
you know?
Like, extremely talented.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think a lot of people are just leaning on their, you know, whatever surgery they just had, you know, and putting it out there and stuff.
Well, I don't know. Okay, let's go through this quickly, right?
All
right. What she did was inappropriate.
Uh-huh.
There's two ways to look at it. Mm. That area should be informing people that, hey, don't wear inappropriate clothing. For example, in the Middle East, when you're going to the, even in Abu Dhabi, you know, let's say Abu Dhabi, for example, you're going to the big Sheikh Zayed Mosque, you have to wear an abaya, a headscarf, before you even go inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be controlled with the district office and the government. So that should be done, firstly, if they really do want to take it seriously.
Right. Yeah.
Number two, people shouldn't be doing that. Oh. Number three, is a ceremonial apology. I mean, when is apologizing not enough?
Yeah, the ceremonial.
Getting
apology,
down on your knees and apologizing for making a mistake. You know, does a ceremonial apology and making a video an example out of it, is that going to get it done?
Yeah.
We don't know. Where do you draw the line? Leave the comments in the comment section below.
Let us know. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to our last story today.
So our last story, we have, instead of cab drivers, tuk-tuk drivers. So a tuk-tuk and Taylor scam, they picked the wrong victim. They picked a Farang YouTuber who was calling attention to the whole thing. Right, so British YouTuber Phil Bland warned tourists about a scam in Bangkok involving a tuk-tuk driver and a tailor shop attempting to swindle him, as shared in a video on his channel that recently gained traction on Thai social media. Bland recounted how a tuk-tuk driver offered a discounted fare to the MBK shopping center in exchange for a stop at a tailor shop, the driver's supposed sponsor. Upon arrival, Bland felt uncomfortable, especially after being asked to turn off his camera inside the shop, highlighting the pressure tactics used to earn extra money from tourists. The situation escalated when the driver insisted on Bland returning to the shop without his camera, leading to a confrontation. This incident, along with a similar experience shared by South Korean YouTuber Il Hong Min, has spotlighted ongoing issues with illegal tuk-tuk and taxi drivers exploiting foreigners in Bangkok. Despite promises from Thailand's Prime Minister Set Thatavisin and Bangkok Governor Chatuchat to address the problem, such claims continue to pose challenges for visitors to the city. I remember getting swindled exactly the same way on my very first trip to Bangkok, actually. So this story was a little close to my heart. However, at the time, didn't consider it a swindle. I was like, oh, cool, you'll take me to a tailor shop. I went in there, had some nice shirts made, sent to my, like, totally fine experience for me. I guess.
I could use some tailored shirts.
Yeah, I mean, it works for some tourists and it doesn't work for others. For me, like, I don't know if this is a scam so much as like a scheme, right? Like, you're not forced to buy anything.
Even it's just a lot of those tour buses do it. Like, if you're traveling from like Phuket to Bangkok, like their halfway stop is like in a souvenir shop where you can buy snacks or a little, you know, this and that. And they probably have a deal, you know, struck like, okay, this tour bus company will come to this shop. This tour bus company will come to that shop. So everybody has their connections.
That's it. I'm not all that concerned.
You still don't have to buy.
Right. Like,
but hey, if you like the t-shirt, then why not?
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, for me, it wasn't a scam. It was a lovely tourist opportunity. Yeah. So depends on what you're looking for.
A lovely tourist opportunity.
I enjoy it.
That's how you see things. I wish more people were as positive as you.
Isn't that nice? All right. Yeah. That's the difference between one day in Thailand and many years in Thailand, I think. That's it.
Fair enough. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Those were some of the stories from across the country today. We have more stories from across Thailand on thetiger.com, all about politics and gossip and business and finance. And you can find that on thetiger.com. For now, we're going to dive into the comments and have a quick chat with some of our viewers.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.